Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agricultural industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat at 521 is down 8. Soft May is at 498, down 4 1/4. May corn, 374, up 3 1/2. July, 381 1/4, up 3 1/4. September, 389, up 3 1/4. December, 399 1/4, up 3 1/4. May soybeans trading 958 3/4. They're up 10. July, 962 1/4, up 9 1/2. November, 946 3/4, and they are up 7 1/2. May soybean meal, 313.20, up $4.40. Now 430. May soybean oil, 31.28, up 24. April live cattle, 159.15, up 32 1/2. April feeder cattle are 213.07 1/2. They're up 82 1/2. And April lean hogs are 63.22 1/2, and they are up 12 1/2. Oh, and Les Schulte is alongside me, and it's an exciting moment because we are going to announce the first of many people who are going to get the Dave Dickey ringtone or voicemail message on their cell phone. Hey, Les?
Yeah, first of five, anyway. Yes, I am going to announce that, and we want to say congratulations to Shelley Carter from Stanford, Illinois.
Oh.
Who will have the
congratulations.
Honor of having your voice on her answering service or answering machine or phone or whatever.
And in case you don't know what this is, let's go ahead and show you.
Get Dave Dickey's patented broadcast opening on your cell phone.
Good agricultural day to you. This is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Jack is not here right now, but leave your name and number after the beep and he'll get back to you.
Pledge for agricultural programming and get in on the random drawing for a custom message from Dave on your cell phone. Go to our secure website now with your pledge of agricultural support, www.willpledge.org, and mention agriculture.
And there you have it, Les. Yeah,
so practice Shelley. Can you say Shelley?
Shelley. Mm-hmm. Shelley is not here right now, but leave your name and number after the beep.
There you go. You got it.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Shelley, congratulations. And so the point is, if Shelley made a contribution yesterday, made her pledge of support to WILL. She mentioned agriculture, so you can get in on it today. And you will draw a winner from the people who pledged today for agriculture and mentioned agriculture, and we'll have another winner tomorrow. So why don't you be one of those people who make their pledge of support today for WILL Agriculture, 217-244-9455, or you can make that pledge online at willpledge.org or willag.org. There's a big red button there. You can punch that. And that will take you right to our secure website, and you can make your $120 a year or $250 a year or $60 a year, whatever fits into your budget. The important thing is that you take just this moment to take a little bit of action and support a service that you use. If you enjoy listening to the analysts, but more importantly, if you use the information you get from the analysts that you hear on WILL for your business, support it now during our spring pledge period, 217-244-9455.
And when you mention agriculture, your pledge will do double duty.
It does double duty, Dave. Double duty, Dave. The Spring Ag Fund Challenge is going on. We have a group of our loyal ag friends who have put together this Ag Fund Challenge. There's $2,250 in that challenge fund. when we hear from at least 100 pledgers during this drive who will mention agriculture, we can add that $2,250 to our pledge total. We want to thank the folks at Global Commodity Analytics. We want to thank the folks at the Andersons and at Stuart Peterson's Champaign County branch who have helped put this fund together. And that $2,250 buys a lot of agricultural services for our listeners, Dave.
And go to your phone now and make that pledge, 217-244-9455, and win Dave Dickey.
Support for Morning Edition on WILL comes from Busey. Small business is the next big business, so Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Turnaround Tuesday fully in effect.
Yeah, it is, and it's always been good to be on Tuesday because we have a little good news most of the time that way. So, you know, we are seeing a little bit higher bean market this morning. We saw the Dalian market recover overnight. I added a little inspiration to our bean market, and we saw some algorithm funds sort of kicking in the corn here following this morning, too. So a little bit of positive excitement.
Is this technical buying primarily?
I think, you know, we were down pretty much on support. If we look at the fund's position, they were pretty short in the beans. They didn't want to get much shorter down in here on support levels. So that, along with the added Chinese buying, why I think that that is a technical thing that moved us on up here. We're seeing, you know, reports that there's not anything really that pumped the corn market this morning, but it's following the beans and also trying to see if there's some buy stops above the mark of those that shorted it in the last few days.
So, it just helps to remind that it is a futures market because right now in China, hog production way down, but the buying continues, and an expectation among traders there that there will be a significant pickup in soybean sales to China in the next couple of months, despite hogs being down. Why? Because potentially better crushing margins down the road.
Yeah, I mean, the crush margins are definitely a thing that keeps the bean market afloat and going well. You know, another thing, when you were giving the markets there, we saw that hogs were up again today. That a little bit on some news that we found some bird flu in one of the chicken herds in Wisconsin. And, of course, that may mean a little more pork being consumed. So that's a good thing for the pork industry.
Like the 13th or 14th case in Minnesota today also, right?
Yeah, well, those were in turkeys. This one was one that finally was caught in chickens.
In chickens. Okay. What else catching your eye in the marketplace today, Wayne?
Well, of course, the wheat ratings were down 2%, but the rain we had over the weekend and first of the week here is sort of still keeping a little pressure on the wheat. You know, the planting progress, basically, we found we weren't quite as far behind down south as we were, but boy, a lot of moisture through the delta, and it does look like there's going to be some corn acres that'll be switched to some other crop.
Tennessee, 5% versus a 23% five-year rolling average. Nothing reported in Illinois, although Pete Manhart made last hour a lot of the idea that there could have been a lot of planning that wasn't on that paper.
Well, you know, they do that on the, you know, on Friday, and then we come in, and there's Saturday and Sunday that some things can happen. But I can tell you there sure was an acorn planted over in, West Central Indiana over the weekend, that's for sure.
So outside markets, a dollar all of a sudden is becoming volatile again.
Yeah, you know, we've got some concerns of what's going on here. We're seeing the crude up basically on talk that Russia might be having a missile deal with Iran, and that the nuclear talks there are not going well, and there's a lot of unrest in that area of the world. You know, we're seeing a little strength in the Japanese dollar against the U.S. dollar here this morning.
So if you're hedging, what would you consider your next upside objectives to be?
Oh, you know, unfortunately, we're kissing around this $4 mark in the Dease corn. Well, I guess more in the 4-15 bracket or something there. We'd be looking to sell some more new crop corn in the November beans. we'd sure like to get back up towards 960 before we do any more selling there.
All right, Wayne. Thanks much.
Thanks, David.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana.